contact.
See, and you swore there are a bunch of people not listening. They just don't call in.
They don't call in. Yeah, that's the problem with most shows. Oh, by the way, so what? Big Fatty what? Had a contest, you know, in for Christmas.
Yes.
The Christmas content contest.
Yes.
I won it.
Well done.
Kathy Bacon is sending me $75.
Wow.
Right? So thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Big Fatty.
Yay. You can take me to dinner with that.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Big Fatty.
You shouldn't have told me. I wouldn't have known. You. I don't listen to any of these shows.
I don't listen to any
podcasts. I would have had no idea you won
so
money.
So many podcasts. By the way, next week on next week's show, I'm pimping a podcast you should listen to.
Okay.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yes.
The contest?
Yes.
I won it.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3638 of the BFO for Friday, the 14th of January 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you why you heard
cunt
at the beginning of today's little show. Hello, dreamers. Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right. It's going well. Y'all, you're dreamers today because y'all, I don't know why. First of all, let me just thank Steve the Tater letting Big Fatty know that he forgot to hit the record at the end of yesterday's little show, because y'all, I had important news to share with you, and clearly you're not getting it until today. Big Fatty Steve the Tater gets it whenever he can get it. Anyway, y'all, I had a dream last night. I have no idea where this came from, but y'all, I dreamt, and y'all, I can't believe I've remembered this. I dreamt that I was recording today's little show, and it's a two-part dream. But y'all, the thing that I remembered at when I was recording the little show at the very beginning, I heard cunt, and y'all, of course, that was that. The Super B from down there in the Flow Rider, he and that Michael Cantaloupe were, I guess they still are a couple, even though Michael Cantaloupe is over in China. Big Fatty, is he like a bull in a China shop? Well, I don't know. You know, they used to do Connecticut or QCast Connection when they moved to the Flow Rider. This dream, today's little show started with the Super B saying cunt. And y'all, I don't know. I don't know if he was trying to channel my youngest daughter, Nessa, or what. And y'all, there was a second part of the dream that I'm gonna make sure that comes true too. But y'all, I'll tell you at the end of the show what that was all about. But y'all, before we go any further, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Yes, Big Ready.
Cunt.
Music, we love it for Alex Leffy. We're not gonna call him a cunt. No, he is not. I forgot to tell you that on Wednesday, he y'all, I'm telling you, it's y'all, you are witnessing downtown firsthand. But anyway, Wednesday, when we were coming back from the Von's East, y'all, we stopped and got the petroleum at the Sam's Club. Y'all, $2.82 a gallon. I thought that was pretty good. It's come down a little bit because it was up over $3 there for a while. But y'all, I think I told you that I was having dinner on on hump day night with an old coal miner. Y'all just probably known him 30 years or so, more than 30 years. And y'all, he just moved back to the Charleston area and said, "Everybody, let's go to dinner and catch up." I said, "Thank you for calling." Y'all, he paid for it. We went to a place called the Mux Room, and y'all, I had a meat lover's calzone. And y'all, it's like a pizza pie folded in half. And y'all, it was way too much. Way too much. And so I brought half of it home. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, the old people always bring it home. Anyway, y'all, once I got home, I watched Young Nicholas. On my way home, young Nicholas said, "Are you not home?" I said, "Thank you for calling. I'm on my way there now." And he says, "Okay, I'll wait." And so, y'all, he came by and we caught up. And y'all, we started watching the Jeopardy. You know that Amy Schneider? She's still on there, y'all. And y'all, she missed the final Jeopardy again. Y'all, by the way. Speaking of the final Jeopardy, that Steve the Tater, he said he missed that Broadway final Jeopardy question also. I don't think Amy Schneider should feel any worse than Steve the Tater. Y'all, by the way, do you know where Steve the Tater came from? Is that George? George in Atlanta. Y'all, who, by the way, has been on two back-to-back cruises of a lifetime. So, anyway. Anyway, watch that. And then what else did I watch? I watched the Price is Right at Night. Y'all, they had the first responders on there, and y'all, they gave away, I think the guy that won the whole thing almost won $100,000 worth of cans and things. Big Fatty, did he get any rice-a-roni? You know, it's the San Francisco treat. I don't know. And then after that, y'all, it was the big run. Oh, Big Fatty, the big run. Gussie, y'all, it was a real good episode, but y'all, at the very end of it, that's when they told the participants that they were going to have to shut down the big run because of the COVID. And y'all, 19 months went by before they restarted the big run. And y'all, but it's restarting, we'll never know the difference in that 19 months. Y'all, Big Fat, it's just a week. Y'all, another good night of sleep. Got up, woke up about 6:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, Mr. Cackle had already been up and baked bread. By the time I got up, y'all, evidently he's got 10 pounds of butter, that he's got to bake bread so we can, eat a stick of butter with each slice or something. I don't know. But, and y'all, Mr. Cackle said that he was going to have to cut, some, uh, he said that 50 was the maximum for the little show, and he had 53. Now, y'all, this sounded like he said he had 53 listeners to the little show, the Cacklecast. But I don't know. But anyway, y'all, one he can cut now is the Have a Nice Gay, you know. Because y'all, on Thursday, they announced that they are stopping production of the Have a Nice Gay. I don't know if you'd heard that or not. But evidently, y'all, it was just too much. Too much. Y'all, a 7-day-a-week show is even harder than a 5-day-a-week show. So, anyway, but I think the gayish boys are still going to be around for the gayish. Y'all, they're talking about decluttering. Bleh, fatty. Anyway, y'all got up on Thursday morning and, you know, same routine. Corfrey, Brufkas, Sudoku, Miss Gail King. Did my morning nipple walk around the big circle. Came back, got my share, and y'all. Then what else did I do? Y'all, I watched a little bit of that Stephen Colbert. I don't know. I always like to watch his camouflage. I mean his monologue. And watch that. And y'all, now I'm recording the little show, and I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Dear Gussie, now y'all. Y'all, this is the big news that I evidently didn't record, or that I was gonna say that I'm gonna release today and didn't record that part yesterday. But y'all, we are indeed gonna do the number one fan contest for 2022. Y'all, all you have to do is send an e-letter, and an e-letter only, to ruined@bigfattyonline.com, and in the subject line put number one fan, and then in 25 words or less tell Big Fatty why you want to be the number one fan of the BFO for 2022. And y'all, then, as is tradition during halftime of the Superb Owl on February the 13th, y'all, we will choose the number one fan, number two fan, and number three fan. And y'all, you only have until next Friday, the 21st at 6 p.m. in the evening, Eastern. Yes, Big Fatty? This just into the BFO So-So Question Desk. We have received a confirmation from Kathy Marshall and that Peter G that they will indeed sponsor So-So Question Month in February.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from and shamelessly ripping you off the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us via e-letter from that Straight Bob down there in the future. And Straight Bob, you know, he's my number one straight boyfriend. Y'all, he writes and says, Dear Big Fatty, once again, I can hear your fondness for the surfy type waiters. My question is this. Do the gays tip just a little bit extra for the yummy ones? The straight sure do. Ah, also, I see Jason Momoa is single again. he big on the big fatty wish? Is he big on the big fatty wish list? XO, see ya. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank goodness you got this question in before February, because this is an excellent question. And Jason Momoa, y'all, he, you know, he's that serpent. What was he? He was the Aquaman or something. Big Fat, I thought that was Bobby Ewing. Well, he was it too, but Jason Momoa is just lovely. Just lovely. But Straight Bob, excellent question. And I do believe, well, you know, on two, I say Tuesday night, Big Fatty picked up the tab. And let me just say that Cutie Surfer Boy, he's not going to be able to buy a new surfboard, but he'll probably get some extra wax. Big Fatty, you've made it vulgar. Oh! Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all is supposed to get real cold, and y'all, and over there in the Hatlanta, it's going to be snowing from what I hear. Big Fatty, I don't normally interrupt you, but didn't you forget something? Did I? Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle doesn't eat some cake.
Today, the 14th of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, this, where I pretended to end the little show and not do this celebration of exiting the birth canal, was the second part of the dream that I'm making come true. Y'all, today it is the exiting of y'all. It's a long time stalwart in the Pride 48 community. Y'all, met him out there at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages. In fact, y'all, the first year he was there when we had it in the closet, and y'all, he took his pants off. Y'all, long time content producer for the 737 Max of Pride 48. Y'all, that's the Satosphere. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Steve the Tater. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Steve the Tater. We do indeed. So, y'all, if you see Steve the Tater on the Twitty or the Facebook, the Metaspace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I might just add, met Steve the Tater up there in the San Francisco on one of my trips. I think we went to Brofkas together. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely weekend. Y'all, I know the weather outside is frightful this weekend, but Big Fatty, but the weekend is so delightful, so true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy, old Steve the Tater. And Steve the Tater, what did you think about Big Fatty announcing the number one fan?
Yes.
The contest?
Yes, I won it.
Oh, Big Fatty, is it rigged already? Has Steve the Tater already won it? No, no, no.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
BigFatty.com.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.